This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey. It's being called a day without immigrants. Legal and illegal immigrants are holding boycotts, school walkouts across the nation today. The actions are planned to protest changes in immigration law. Some big businesses are shutting down. About half of Purdue Farms plants will close. Gallo Wines will close. And Tyson's Food, the world's largest producer of meat, will close about half its plants. To get an early take on the day's events, we called two reporters. First, Josh Levs in Atlanta. Josh, what's being planned in that city today?
Well, it depends who you talk to. You know, there is a big rally that's planned to take place for people who are expected to be taking part in the boycott. If they're not going to work, if they're not at school, they could show up to this big rally outside the Capitol. And police there are saying to expect as many as 100,000 people. But, you know, it's interesting. The organizers of the boycott are saying to only expect a few thousand people. They say there have been almost no grassroots efforts put into the rally, and that the whole focus for today is on trying to get people to take part in the boycott, both in terms of not going to school, not going to work, and also not shopping. So, you know, right now we're looking at a wide range of possibilities, and it seems to be the same across the country. It's sort of this open field right now. Exactly how it'll play out, we just don't know.
Unlike the protests from a few weeks ago, there are open disagreements within the immigrant community about whether to participate today. Are you hearing that in Atlanta?
Yeah, we are. It's interesting. One of the major Spanish-language radio stations that's been helping organize immigration rallies, that's really been very active on this front, is actually pushing people to go to work and to go to school. And out in the open, in the local media, in the newspapers and TV, people are talking about both sides of this. There are a lot of people who are saying they actually think that people should not stay home today and should even shop. Now, this radio station is saying don't shop. The question really revolves around the same kind of thing that we've been hearing for weeks. Is it better to get the message out by pushing people to show their economic strength, or is it better to make a statement and not hurt, voters?
Thanks very much, Josh Levs in Atlanta.